It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday, October 3rd. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. With the first presidential debate set for tonight in Denver, a question for you. Remember Texas Governor Rick Perry's brain freeze in a debate during primary season?
I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
Oops. How did you see it? Live on TV? Doubt it. Later on your laptop or phone? Probably.
You now have half of U.S. adults that have either a smartphone or a tablet device. And most of those people are getting news on those devices.
Amy Mitchell at the Pew Research Center's Project for Excellence in Journalism. Technology is shaking up the way we consume politics. Tonight's debate included. We asked some New Yorkers how they're watching. Some will do it old school with TV, chips, and dip, but not all.
More than likely YouTube. That would be the spot. Checking in on Facebook, see what they're talking about. Obama used, the first time he ran, he used Facebook a lot. And that's where I caught a lot of his comments and stuff on Facebook.
I've got a couple friends online who I tweet back and forth with in real time. Though, if I'm watching with friends, I'll probably try to be a little more social. I think C-SPAN 3 is a live stream, and I'll probably watch that.
Notice how 2012 he is, taking a cable TV channel and streaming it online. This isn't the first presidential election cycle contending with new media. Michael Delicarpini is dean of the Annenberg School for Communication at the University of Pennsylvania.
What's going to be most dramatically different this time is that a lot of people in the hundreds of thousands and maybe even in the millions are going to be sitting wherever they're watching. They're going to have a Twitter feed open or they're going to have their social network site open, and they are going to be spinning, if you want, and listening to spin, not from pundits, not from the newscasters or journalists, but from fellow citizens.
Of course, in the digital world, as in all worlds, there can be too much of a good thing. Listen to Andrew Kaczynski, political reporter at the online news site BuzzFeed, who will be desperately trying to monitor something close to 2,000 Twitter feeds during the debate.
Sometimes so much stuff happens, and you can't even read what people are tweeting because it's going by so, so fast.
If a candidate fires off a zinger, BuzzFeed will try to get the clip online within minutes. Searching for a meme, are we?
Yeah, I think the Rick Perry oops moment happened, and I think there was only like a million people watching. This one's going to be watched by 50 million people. If that moment happens, there's going to be a lot more people going to YouTube to look to replay that.
Delicarpini at the Annenberg School says tonight will be the latest example of the disruptive effect of new media technology.
It takes control away from both the candidate organizations and from the various spin doctors and consultants to tell us what was good and what was bad, who won and who didn't.
But spin doctors can benefit from new media as well. On BuzzFeed, there's already a clip of Mitt Romney surrogate John Sununu sounding for all the world like a man taking out an insurance policy against any hostile barbs in tonight's contest. In the clip, Sununu says he's, quote, not a big believer in zingers unless they are fact-based. And it's the politics of the absurd at Tumblr, a website for short-form blogs. Tonight, a team from Tumblr will instantly create tiny animations using the debate as raw material. Who would want to embed a little rough video of Obama scoffing or Romney winking? Think of these GIF animations as campaign buttons for the digital age. Instead of wearing them on your lapel, you attach them to an email or to a tweet. But they lack in depth, they make up for in silliness. Go to MarketplaceTech.org to hear how an online newsroom covers a debate. I'm David Brancaccio, and that is Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.